Welcome to Uni Jena International, the podcast of the incoming department of the International Office. Today's episode is about financing your studies, costs, scholarships, working while studying. My name is Verena Wilk and I work at two departments of the university, international students at the International Office and at the university's Career Point. In today's podcast, I welcome the team leader of the International Students Department, Britta Saalheiser. Hello, Britta.
Hello, Verena.
In today's podcast, we will take turns. First, I will interview Britta, and then Britta will welcome me as a guest.
I will.
So let's start. We will start with the topics costs and financing options. Britta, can you please introduce yourself briefly?
So I work at the International Office of the university, and I am in charge of supporting international students, so giving advice or counseling them, especially also what concerns their life in Germany, visa and financing options.
Okay, great. Nice to have you here. So let's start with the most important topic. How much does it cost to study in Jena?
Very good question. The study itself doesn't cost anything because you don't pay any tuition fees at this university for regular courses. Only for additional voluntary language courses, for instance, you might have to pay a little fee, but not for your bachelor's or master's program. That saves a lot of money, of course, but you do need to have some amount of money for paying for your living, for your rent, for your health insurance, etc. And that's about, we always say, between 750 and 950 euros, really depending on what style of life you have. Like, for instance, if you cook a lot for yourself, if you don't go out a lot, you can save quite much money every month and you get by with less. But if you go out a lot or travel a lot, for instance, or you have some expensive hobbies, then you might have to work in order to finance your life.
Sure.
And Jena is not cheap, so the rent is rather high at times, but it's not as expensive as Munich or Berlin.
Okay, and if we think about the amount of money per month, what do you think, what would you say, what are these monthly costs made up of?
There are several parts. Some money goes towards the semester contribution. So once per semester, students have to pay that contribution, which is not a tuition fee, but it pays for the semester ticket, for the public transport.
Yes.
For cultural activities, for the student council, for social services at the university. At present, this is amounts to 250 euros per semester. So if you divide this up by six, so yeah, that's some part of the monthly costs you have. But then, of course, you have to pay your rent, which in Jena is between 200 and 400 euros, depending on the equipment of your room and where it is. You must calculate with about 120 euros per month for your health insurance, which is important, and you do have to have that.
Yeah.
And of course, you want to eat something and you will need to use your mobile phone and your internet, and you will have to buy books for your studies. And you might want to go out and have fun as well in your spare time. So this all adds up to that sum.
Thanks a lot. Do students, international students, need a German bank account?
I would say yes. Personally,
why?
Because usually when you have to pay your rent or your health insurance, which happens every month at a regular basis, usually this money will be deducted from your account. So you don't pay it actively, but it gets deducted from your bank account. For this, usually you need a bank account in this country. Now, some landlords or health insurance companies might accept a SEPA account, so an international European account. But some of them usually don't. So you need to have a German bank account. And I would always suggest to find a bank in Jena, which has a branch in Jena. So you have a personal contact opportunity and you can ask a real person in Jena if you have any problems with your bank account or any difficulties.
Yes.
I know that some students use online banking. Of course, there are also offices in this but we don't recommend anything. So students really have to decide themselves which is the best option for them.
Could you tell us what a blocked account is and if all international students need a blocked account?
Mm-hmm. A blocked account is a bank account in which you put some money and then it's blocked from taking it out at once.
Mm-hmm.
The idea is that you show this blocked account sum of money to the visa office when you apply for your visa or to the immigration office when you want to extend your visa in Jena. So they can see that you have enough money to pay for your life during the first year of your studies.
Okay.
And at the moment, that's more than 11,000 euros altogether. It's quite a sum.
Yes.
And the idea is that then you can deduct money from that account every month, but only parts of this big sum. So it's regulated that you can't take out the full sum at once. So enough money is left. And you usually open this bank account from abroad. So you get in contact with a big German bank, any kind of German bank, and they will open that account for you. You put the money in, you show it to the visa office, and when you come to Jena, you open it up, you activate that bank account, and then it works.
Okay, thank you. Good to know. So this means that if the money is not enough, international students cannot apply for state assistance like social benefit or housing assistance?
Exactly. That's the idea. So it's, of course, they could apply for it, but that would not be a good idea because word spreads around to the immigration office. And once they hear about a student applying for social benefit, they know that the money is gone, which that person pledged to have. So that would not be a good idea to go to any of these institutions and beg for money, basically. So students do have to have some other financial sources during the course of their studies.
Okay, and which would be other accepted financial sources?
There are many different ones. So you could have a scholarship, a stipend, for instance, or you have your parents who write you a letter that they will send you money regularly, or you take a loan from friends, for instance. So this is all okay. And many of the students also work besides their studies, as far as I know.
Great idea. We will talk about that later, about working.
And of course, we know that students might get into an emergency situation.
Yes.
So for instance, when they fall ill and they can't work, or their parents have become unemployed and can't send them money. So there are also options for students to come to me, for instance, or to the Studierendenwerk, the student social services. And we offer loans or scholarships to bridge a short period of time with a little sum of money so they can get over this difficult situation.
Okay, sounds great. So this emergency grant, what is it and how can one apply for that?
You just have to come to me as a student if you want to apply for this. And first of all, we have a talk. So we have a look at all the financial situation and the study situation of that person. You can't apply for it during the first year because, as I've said before, you need to have a blocked account for this. So usually students should have the money for the first year. But after the first year, they could come to me and ask for the application. And then they have to send a couple of documents and we decide about it.
Okay, so it really is for an emergency case. So
exactly, only for emergency. So it's not something you run into in a long run. So so it has to have an emergency situation character.
Okay. Another idea, maybe Britta, you can, what do you think? Is taking up a loan a good idea?
It can be. So it really depends on the situation. So if you say you can't work because you have to concentrate on your studies, for instance, your final semester, and you think, well, after that final semester, I will get a job, I will earn money, I can pay it back. It can be a good idea to do that. But students should always really be careful about that because something might change. You might take longer studying and then you can't pay it back because you can't work at the same time.
Okay.
So it's a good idea to have a close look at how much money you're borrowing, when you have to pay it back, how much you have to pay pay back? Do you have to pay interest on top of the money that you borrowed? So I should be careful about that. The Studierendenwerk here again offers something for international students, so you can borrow money from them, a small sum of money, but that also might help. And you pay it back without interest. You don't have to pay money on top of it.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, thank you. You mentioned it before, the idea of scholarships. Could we talk about a bit about that?
Sure, of course.
What do you think about scholarships?
Oh, the scholarships are always good. So everybody who gets one is a lucky person. I would recommend to applicants and students to have a look at the scholarship database of DAAD, the German Academic Exchange Service. Mm-hmm. They have a very good database of all kinds of scholarships available to German and international students.
We will link everything in the show notes.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Mm-hmm. And you can have a look at this, and this database gives you all kinds of scholarships from the DAAD itself, but also from companies or foundations. What one should know, of course, is that usually you have to apply well in advance before you come to study.
That's good to know.
So usually it's 1 year before you start your studies. Some of the scholarships are available even during studies. So this is also sometimes an option, but not usually the case. The university itself does not have a big scholarship scheme. So you can't count on getting admission to a study program and at the same time getting a scholarship. So sometimes students ask me this. No, there's no automatic relation between that. Mm-hmm. And if you apply for a scholarship, of course, you also have to know that there's quite a competition and many applicants, and you don't have a big chance, but if you don't take it, you don't have any at all. Yes. So you should try in any case.
Yes. Does the university offer any scholarships?
Mm-hmm. There's one scholarship for everyone, which is called Deutschlandstipendium, so Germany stipend. That's a scholarship that you apply for at the university directly. That's usually in spring every year for the following academic year. And it's open to applicants and students alike, even during study. So for everybody who's going to study or is studying at the University of Jena. But here again, there's quite a competition.
Yes.
And little money.
But you should try.
Always. Yeah. And the other scholarship that we offer for international students is the final semester scholarship. So students who have almost come to an end and in the final but one semester, they can come to me and ask me about that final semester scholarship. That's paid for 6 months, and that's quite a lot of money, actually. But you have to have very good results in your studies to stand a good chance of getting one.
So thank you very much for providing all these relevant information, Britta. Besides that, do you offer counseling in general at International Office?
Yes, that's our job, our main job, giving advice or counseling students in almost all kinds of questions or telling them who can give them advice in special cases. So I will try to talk to students about their financial situation or their study situation and then tell them what their best options are. The Studierendenwerk also offers this kind of counseling. Mm-hmm. They have specialists there who can look at the precise social and financial situation of the student and sometimes have more ideas about where you can save some money than I have. So sometimes I also ask students to go there. And of course, about working, there are other experts I heard at the career point, but you know that.
We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
Yeah. Talking about working, do you think working while studying or besides studying is a topic for many international students?
Absolutely, yes. Most students ask me about that, and most of our students work in their spare time on the weekends or during lecture-free period. So that's a very common thing. Mm-hmm. Most of them do that for earning money. but some also just to gain experience in the workplace. And as far as I know, German is a very good asset. So everybody who speaks German stands a better chance of getting very good or well-paid jobs and getting the jobs they're interested in. So that's a good advice.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know German yet, do start learning it and use the language center offers, the language courses offered by the language center in order to learn some German to get good jobs.
Yeah. When we talk about working, we often talk about Nebenjob. Can you tell us what a Nebenjob is, Britta?
Well, if you translate it, it's the job besides studying. Mm-hmm. So you do that in the second place, basically. So studying should always be the priority.
Sure.
And in addition to that, you can work.
Yeah.
But there are some rules you have to go by. One is, for instance, that you shouldn't work more than 19 hours per week, usually, unless you are a part-time student. But usually, if you come here to study mainly on a student visa, that's not an option because studying should be your priority. And you can have a look at your study program regulations about the details, of course. And another word for Nebenjob would be the mini job, which is a minimal job, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And you earn a certain set of money or maximum money. You don't pay taxes on this. And the number of hours you have to work for that really depends on the job. So some pay more, others pay less.
It's worth checking the job before.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And for international students, there are some special rules regarding working. Could you talk a bit about that?
Mm-hmm. As I've just said, studying should be a priority.
Mm-hmm.
European students are equal to German students in this. They can work as much as they can, but they also should heed the study program regulations, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody who is here from outside the EU, so everybody who has a study permit, they can work 120 days per year. That's the current regulation. It might change, but it has been stable for a couple of years now. So it's 120 days per year or 240 half days.
What's half of a day?
Well, a full day in Germany is usually 8 hours.
Okay.
So if you go and work 4 hours per day, that's a half day. So you can work many more days per year without having to ask for a special visa or residence permit for that. So on your student residence permit, you can work quite a lot. Usually this is also printed explicitly in your residence permit or visa. If students have a so-called fictitious permit, so-called Fiktion. Sometimes this is not allowed. So one has to be careful about that. It's not automatic that you can work with all the permits. So this is something you really have to look at. And those students who take part in our DSH course, so our German intensive program in preparation of the German language test, they can work only during the vacation period, so during lecture-free weeks, they're not allowed to work while they take part in the course because they should concentrate on language. What one should know, usually taxes are paid by the employer, so students usually don't have to think about going to the tax office themselves. But one issue they should keep in mind is that sometimes it might happen if they work more than a mini job, they might have to take out a different health insurance because the student health insurance sometimes is not enough if you work. But this is something the health insurance company will know and the employer should know as well.
Thank you so much, Britta, for all these details about financing, scholarships, etc. I think that was very interesting. We talked about working a bit.
And that's why I want to ask you now. Now you are my guest and I'm the interviewer. We talked about working and I would like to ask you to tell our listeners a little bit more about what the Career Point does and what you are doing.
Yes. So I'm Verena Wilk and I work at Korea University's Career Point, and we're basically the career service. So whenever the idea of looking for a job, applying, looking for an internship is relevant for you, you can come and see us. It's a service made for students. And yes, we're helping with application documents. We're offering events, consultations. And yeah, whenever it's time for applying or for this idea, what next after studies, let's have a talk.
Okay. So if I, as an international student, come to you and ask you to find a job, or how can I find a job, what mm-hmm. would you tell that mm-hmm. student?
So first of all, we would make an appointment with our consulting team and have a look at your CV and see what your ideas are. And then the first question to ask is, what about my German skills? So mm-hmm. am I in the position to apply in German or not? Because I know a lot of internationals, they really try hard to apply in German because they feel I need to apply in German. And then they use translators or help from friends to make perfect application documents in German language. Then they have their job interview and they have to say, well, I'm sorry, but I can't speak German. Can we switch to English? And that's not a good situation. You should avoid that. So be honest to yourself. It's not a shame to not have perfect German skills. And I know sometimes a study program is quite hard and it's hard to learn German besides. So I could really motivate you and tell you, try your best to focus on learning German, but sometimes it's not possible. And then be honest to yourself and apply in English. So mm-hmm. then, yeah, have yourself a CV regarding which fits to the German standards. So you should really, make it fit for the German job market, but in English language. So mm-hmm. yeah, if you need samples.
Can I ask you something?
Yes,
and
of course.
And how do I know how okay. to make my documents fit the German standard?
Yes.
Do you also give advice on that?
Yes, of course. We have samples for both CV and covering letter. Mm-hmm. So what you always need is a CV, a curriculum vitae. In German, it's Lebenslauf. You always need it. And I know some use like CV generators, I think they're called, where you just type in your name, your date of birth, your experience, and then it produces automatically your CV, but that's not a good idea in my opinion. Mm-hmm. So better use our samples on our website, they're for free. And there you see really how to create your own CV, which perfectly shows your experience, shows what you bring to the company you apply for. And then, you write your, because German CV standards or application standards, they differ a lot from international standards. So every mm-hmm. country is different. So that's important. And but if you have German skills, I would say try to do it in German. So I know it's always hard to say about yourself, am I good enough? Is my German good enough? I know that I studied in France. And when is the time I feel confident enough too? That's a good question. But if you are able to have a discussion in German, if you study in German, if you follow classes and talks in German, that's good enough. So if you feel confident for a job interview in German, then you should really try to apply in German.
And if I've never done a job interview before and I'm afraid to do that, can you tell me how to react to the questions of an employer?
Yes, that's a service we also do. Mm-hmm. So once you feel a bit nervous, which is totally normal, we could have a simulation as well, for example. Mm-hmm. That's what we do regularly. So that's a good idea because it's a training on how to have a job interview and as well in German, if you like, or in English. But then it's a good training for the real case and you feel a bit more confident then. Yes.
Okay.
And we also help when, I said before, application documents are very important. And then sometimes it's difficult to check where to look for a job and where to find a job. And we said it before, there are different kind of jobs. Either you just need a job to earn money very fast, and it's more physical job where you need to work hard, like packaging or
in a kitchen, for
yeah,
instance,
or in a kitchen. That's hard work, dishes. But mm-hmm. you don't need any language skills, and yeah, that's a good way to earn money. But some students try to find a job where they can work in fields of working that they are interested in and that may be relevant for their career later, and which may, that may motivate for the career planning afterwards, where you can, work creatively and regard it to your field of studies. That might be very interesting as well. And there are so many job portals. First of all, the University of Jena offers a lot of jobs. So student jobs, student assistants, Hewi-stellen. So that's a great opportunity to work at university with a professor. Or at CareerPoint, we also have a job portal because we have companies and organizations that are partners, and they send us open positions. So you can check our job portal as well. They are explicitly looking for students of the University of Jena. And besides that, there is there's some offers in Jena, like work in Jena or the Bundesagentur für Arbeit, the labor agency. Mm-hmm. I always like when you have a person you can talk to in person, when you're, which you can see face to face and talk, because this sometimes helps. But of course, online, there are huge job portals as well. To name a few, there's, for example, StepStone, Monster, Indeed. Mm-hmm. A lot of people know these. There you can especially find open positions of really big companies. So, but it's worth looking for smaller as well. Yeah. And if you need assistance, how to start your job search, what to type in Google, how to start, how to go on, please come contact us. And that's our job to help. Yeah.
Okay. And what if students come to you and they want to have some advice about finding an internship, which is, of course, not a job, but if they need an internship for their studies or they just want to do that for their own CV, do you also help with that?
Yes, of course. And in my opinion, finding an internship is nearly the same like looking for a job. So if you need help with that, we can help.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. If you're looking for an internship abroad, there are other specialists for that. We would make a link to them. And but normally, of course, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you very much for telling us what the CareerPoint does for students so they can...
Yeah, I forgot, sorry to interrupt. I forgot to name, but we have an app the App Store. So, Google Play. there's the Career Uni Jena app. So you can find all our offers like... the job portal and also all career events in our app. And I know a lot is in German, but we also have offers and events in English language. But if you're learning German, please come and join the events as well and try to follow. And you learn by participating, in my opinion. So it's open to everyone. And it's for free, of course. That's important to say as well, because there's no fee, neither for the consultation, the coaching, the simulations, the feedback on the application documents or the events. It's all for free. It's a service of the university and we're happy to help.
Okay. And students will be happy to have it. So thank you very much for explaining this, Verena.
You're welcome. And I thank you so much, Britta, for this podcast episode. And to all the listeners, thank you so much for your interest. And we said it before, all important links and information will be listed in the show notes. And see you next podcast, or hear you next podcast.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.